Stage. There's Razzle Dazzle on stage beginning tonight at Walton Arts Center. The national touring production of Chicago runs through Sunday afternoon. The musical classic features Bob Fosse's choreography and, though set in the 1920s, feels contemporary with its story of headline-grabbing sensational crime. Last week, I had a quick phone call with Jeff Brooks, the actor portraying stylish defense attorney Billy Flynn in the production. I asked him about playing a charismatic, spotlight-loving character.
What so many people want to pigeonhole him into is the fact that he's just a slimy lawyer who lies to get what he wants. And if you look beneath the surface, it's so much more than that. He does believe in justice, in getting his truth across, and he loves to win. There is that, obviously, but he doesn't lie and cheat to get what he wants. He creates untruth, but you'll notice he never lies under oath. He never breaks the rules of the courtroom. He understands the rules of the courtroom, and he finds joy in being able to shift the public opinion and mold the public opinion any way he sees fit, and be this puppeteer that we all see specifically in one number in Act One, very literally the puppeteer.
That's right.
But he is one of these types. Oh, it's one of my favorite numbers in the show. If you want to find me having the most fun on stage, it's that number. You know the one I'm talking about.
Well, you mentioned...
But, yeah, it's his control over the media that really is his joy. You'll see every time the media is anywhere on stage, Billy Flynn's face lights up because this is what gives him his power.
Yeah, you were mentioning he understands the rules of the courtroom, but Billy Flynn as a character really understands the then burgeoning power of the mass press appeal.
Oh, absolutely. The newspapers, what sells papers, what is going to be on the front page, what is a story, what's not a story, what can he turn into an even bigger story? These are things that are always on his mind. He chooses his clients. Of course, his clients, you know, the murderesses, Velma and Roxy, come to him, but he decides ultimately whether or not it's a story that he can turn into a sensation. Sure, the $5,000 lawyer's fee that he accrues in the 1920s is quite a lot of money, but the money, he loves the money, and absolutely the money, but the fame is also so much more important for him, I think. The joy of being in front of those writers and being the top story, being on the front page, I think he really loves that and languishes in that as well.
I don't know a thing about dancing. I don't know a thing about singing. I don't know a thing about acting. But I would guess that being in a show like Chicago, not that it isn't hard work, not that it doesn't take a lot of dedication, but it is fun.
Oh, it's such a blast every night. And we've been doing this tour has been running now quite a while, but this particular cast has only been together for just over a month now, and we're all still getting to know each other as people, but as performers, this cast has done almost 60 shows, I think, at this point. We're all still learning so much about each other on stage, and we're having so much fun up there every night, and that comes across to the audience every night. That fun we're having, you'll see it in the scenes between the actors. You'll see it in the dance numbers. Everyone on stage is just having such a blast, and that energy. And we even talk about it backstage. The energy that we get from the audience that refills our tanks, and we're begging for more and begging for more. And this show specifically, Chicago, begs for more attention from the audience. Give us more, give us more, give us more. And the more we get, the more we can give back to you. It's a wonderful handshake.
Jeff Brooks plays Billy Flynn in the national touring production of Chicago on stage at Walton Arts Center tonight through Sunday afternoon.